Good morning. My name is Lisa A. Romano, and I am a life coach for adult children of alcoholics. And today, dear ones, I want to ask you to consider a challenge that I have for you. And that is to how to heal our toxic vibrations. And how do we do that? How do we change the vibrational frequencies that we are emitting every single day, every single moment, for the sake of ultimately tapping into the I am that I am, but also in the here and the now, getting a hold of how we control the power of the now for the sake of molding our energies to create brighter and better futures for ourselves, for our children, for our grandchildren, and ultimately the earth. So how do we do that? One of the things that is very common for adult children of alcoholics to do, unfortunately, is to attract alcoholics into their future reality. So if we grew up in alcoholic homes and perhaps, you know, we're females and we experienced dad and he was an alcoholic and he was closed and shut off and disconnected from the family and irritated most of the time and he spent a lot of time away from home, or if he was home, he was, you know, sacked out on the couch, ignoring us, and we never really got to connect with our father. Obviously, we have some issue with being able to feel loved by a male energy. What we do later on in life is we very often attract men who are like our alcoholic fathers. And it's interesting, as a life coach, so many of my clients say, I can't believe I married an alcoholic twice. I can't believe that I married an alcoholic at all because I couldn't stand my father. How is this possible? And dear ones, it's not that difficult to understand. In fact, it really is like 2 + 2, because we cannot attract anything that we don't understand. We attract that which we are. How do we do that? Well, because most of us, most beings today, are not understanding that physical beings are vacuum-sealed energetic beings first. Everything that we are is vibrational or waveform-like, and everything that is waveform-like or vibrational. Every tree, every table, every chair has a particular waveform. Every being has a particular vibrational frequency. Where is this vibrational frequency coming from? Well, studies have proven that the heart space is actually more powerful than the brain in terms of the emotional frequency or the energetic frequency that a being is transmitting. So if science is looking to heal people through the mind, it's not going to work. While we need the mind to help us integrate certain ideas, the reality is we need to heal our hearts. That's really what we need to do. And so I'm hoping that you receive this information on an energetic plane from my heart into your heart. Just open yourself up, dear one, to hear what I'm saying and allow the information to sink in. Once it sinks in, then you can use your mind to put into context what you're thinking day to day and how to fix it and alter it and really mold the energy of your life so that you can begin attracting situations and people that are absolutely abundant and amazing. And isn't that what we all want anyway? So how do we do that, dear one? One of the things that we have to take total responsibility for is what we are bringing into our experience day in and day out. Undoubtedly, you turn on the news and it's horrifying. It's a wonder people ever get out of bed in the morning. But what does that television information, what is the information learning about that the last murder or the last abduction or the war? What is that? Dear ones, those are vibrational images. It's what we're experiencing are vibrational frequencies. Are they positive or are they dank? Now, here's what happens is when we think about a rose, we can think about a rose and we feel very lighthearted. When we think about an image of a murder victim, we feel very dank. And so we are literally shifting our perceptions and our energy and our frequencies and our attracting points day in and day out. We're not taking responsibility for how often our attracting points are being manipulated. When we were children, we were innocent. We couldn't turn the channel off that was mom. We couldn't turn the channel off that was dad. If we suffered sibling abuse, we couldn't turn the channel off that was our sibling abuse. We had to sit in it, dear one. And the only way that we survived was to become equal to it on a vibrational level. And so that's survival mode. And so if I'm used to being criticized and that hurts my heart, what I first need to do is somehow protect myself from these psychic attacks. And so what do? I become hypervigilant. I look out daily. I scan body movements. I listen for the change in my mother's tone. I watch the way she moves throughout the day. And what I'm doing is taking myself out of self and living in this survival mode, in a flight or fight experience. But what am I doing, dear one? What I'm actually doing is I'm setting that fight or flight response as my attracting point as an adult. And that's why so many of us, dear one, hear what I'm saying. So many of us are so overreactive. It's not our fault, dear one. It's not our fault. When you grow up in a home that is dangerous emotionally or physically or sexually, you must survive. Good for you. Good for you. You have skills other children don't have. But we need to tune in to different frequencies deliberately through the power of our free will, dear one, because we are God incarnate. That's right. We have the DNA of God. We are encoded with the DNA of a God. Our healing isn't out there somewhere. Our healing is right here, right now. It's through flowing energy back into our bodies. It's connecting back to our heart chakra. It's learning how to clear our throat chakra and tell our truth in a way that we weren't allowed to tell our truth when we were children. It's a way of loving self and opening up our heart chakra to self, to eliminate the blocks that were created because mother and father didn't allow us to love them, or mother and father didn't allow their energy to flow into our heart chakra. We need to love self, dear one. We need to clear our throat chakras, dear one. We need to heal the chakra of our third eye and correct the image that other people have implanted into our minds that we've been programmed and conditioned to believe as truth. It's not our truth, dear one. Our truth is very divine. We are all at our core, the I am that I am. We are all divine beings, and all of our power is in the now. So how do we do that? I would like you to take a toxic vibrational fast. I am asking you and begging you for the next 30 days, do not watch. Consider not watching the news. Consider turning away from those online news channels that are so negative and just pull you in. Because you are at that point giving your power over to that news story. You are becoming equal to the vibration. And what is the agenda of a news channel? What is the agenda of any online media site? It's to suck you in, dear one. That's what, you know, the worse the information is about our celebrities, the more we want to hear it. So we have to take responsibility for feeding into that energy vibration because that is where our focus is going. The problem is, dear one, when you focus on gossip, you align yourself with gossip. You will be gossiped about, and that is within your control. That is within your control. When you align yourself with frightening stories online, you are attracting that. You, dear one, you take yourself out of the power of the now for the positive and align yourself with an energy and a frequency that is probably exactly what you don't want. When you live in fear, dear one, when you take hold of conversations that are fear-based, dear one, you are aligning yourself with that toxic vibrational energy and you are attracting it. So for the next 30 days, dear one, please consider not watching the news, not getting engaged with online social media sites, whether it's Facebook or Twitter, that is derogatory in nature. Try not doing it for 30 days. Try excusing yourself from those water cooler conversations at work that are making fun of Mary who gained a couple of pounds or who are, you know, talking about your husband every day in and out to your boss or stop engaging in conversations that minimize the people in your life. Instead of discouraging your children for 30 days, try to not pick on what is wrong in your child according to you. There's nothing wrong with your child except that perhaps he's believing the information you are sending him or her. So curtail that, dear one. Walk into a state of awareness Look for ways to praise your child and encourage your child. I know maybe your spouse is a pain in the neck. I understand. But find something to praise about that spouse. If you discourage yourself, if you're making fun of other people, guaranteed, dear one, you make fun of yourself. If you criticize other people, dear one, you've been criticized, and now the program that you have running is criticizing yourself. For the next 30 days, take a toxic vibrational break from that. For the next 30 days, encourage yourself to be encouraging to self. When you hear a thought that is discouraging, when you look in the mirror in the morning and you see you have a few more wrinkles or whatever, you've gained a few pounds, change up the programming. Switch from critical programming to encouraging program. It's just a switch. It's just a switch, and you can do that in the power of the now. In the power of the now, dear one, deliberately shift your focus each and every day. Disengage from toxic conversations. Disengage from toxic people. Disengage from toxic media. Disengage from toxic conversations. Disengage from toxic words that are coming out of your mouth. Everything is in the word, dear one. Your intent is everything. If your intent is to heal, then you must be healing in nature. And you must stay away from vibrational frequencies that are negative in nature. And let me know how you do. Please reach me at www.healingselfesteem.com or through my primary email address, which is lisaaromano@gmail.com. I am the author of The Road Back to Me, My Road Beyond the Codependent Divorce, Loving the Self Affirmations, and Quantum Tools to Help You Heal Your Life Now. I am hoping you receive this information with the love and the light that I have so hopefully have intended to send it out with. You are loved, dear one. Namaste.